Good evening, and welcome to Tambane's Sleepy Time Mumbles, a podcast you can miss. I'm Dan Bane, and each and every episode I improvise a low-stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. Before I begin this evening's episode, I would like to share some anecdotal feedback that I've received that I find gravely concerning. And that is that several people have communicated to me both IRL in real life and in a digital forum that they have been simply listening to the episode as a piece of entertainment. Now, I'm all one for being able to separate the art from the artist and to acknowledge that once the creator releases something into public, they no longer have a authority over how the material is consumed or for what purpose or indeed what intent, planned or unplanned, is read within the creation that they've released. But nonetheless, I will say that listening to this not as a sleep aid is an abomination in the eyes of the Lord. If you would like to weigh in on this, you are welcome to do so via 5-star review on Apple Podcast. The only way I listen to feedback. But they can wait. For now, put down your phone, turn off your screens, and close your eyes. Now it's time to be mumbled to sleep. Season 5, Episode 4, Mass Effect from Memory. Mass Effect is a space future RPG shooter made by BioWare and was released in, I don't know, 2009, anyway, early, probably before 2010. Sometime. And I have a great affection for this game. previous episodes, my episode indeed on XCOM 2 War of the Chosen, parts 1 and parts 2, I discussed in detail the mechanics of the game, which makes sense because that is a game of systems, multiple perfectly tuned systems that you replay in different permutations, but are ultimately the same. Mass Effect is more of a narrative in that you play the Commander Shepard, the protagonist who goes on a wonderful space adventure. So I will be attempting not to recall the gameplay mechanics of Mass Effect, but more so the plot. Those of you who are aware of the game will immediately be questioning the whole trilogy. No, this is just Mass Effect 1. Now, how good will this recollection be? Great question. I have played Mass Effect 1 through fully 3 times completely. Yeah. The most recent of these playthroughs was in ...2023... as I purchased the Legendary Edition of the game. All three episodes, plus all of the bonus DLC content. So, will this recap include Bring Down the Sky? Yes. Will it involve Arcturus Station? No, because that's not part of the Legendary Edition download set. Because they couldn't find the code for it when they compiled the Legendary Edition. Will this also be filled with trivia? Entirely possible. Now, before the story itself begins, there is a brief prologue to set the essential information around the setting that you need to know before you go in. Essentially, it is this. In 2100 or something, humans exploring Mars discover a alien library, I guess, a data repository where a now extinct species of aliens had clearly been observing Earth. From this, there was a massive leap forward in technology, including the discovery of mass effect fields, which allow the manipulation of an item's mass and gravity in such a way that it can move, it can be accelerated to at the speed of light via an enormous driver mechanism called a mass effect relay, one of which is discovered just outside of the Earth solar system. So, having discovered the means for these star-to-star jumps, cluster-to-cluster jumps, it is done and immediately humanity encounters an alien species, the Turians, who are a very warlike and security minded. So immediately what happens is what's called the First Contact War, and this is humanity's introduction to the wider galaxy. But at the also mass effect fields can be used. People can be dosed, I guess, with it, and gain the power to manipulate it, kind of psychically, I guess. Yeah, you know, it's like space magic. So anyway, that's where it starts, and so the First Contact War has ended, and humanity is an acknowledged kind of part of the galactic makeup of what's known as council races. Is that everything? I'm sure other things will become essential to know as we go. Anyway, it begins on a spaceship, the Normandy, which is an experimental stealth spaceship that has been engineered by Turian and human co-work. It's captained by Captain Anderson, who was one of the highest ranking human military officers in the Systems Alliance, which is the name of the human military now. And on board the ship is also Chancellor Udina, who is one of Earth's leading politicians. And the two of them are discussing Shepard, the player character, you, in this instance. And Shepard is a special forces soldier, or operative is perhaps a better word, and is about to be honoured as the first human spectre, which is like a extrajudicial agent of the council who, you know, can do things their own way. I guess it's like Jedi in Star Wars, or, oh no, they worked for, anyway, you work outside the system, just being, if you're a spectre, you don't answer to no, or you answer only to the council, and they, you don't answer to local government. It's like the Inquisition in Warhammer 40k. Okay, anyway. They're discussing shepherds. Upcoming induction into this. And then... But in the meantime, they're actually flying to a planet called Eden Prime, which is a human colony that is... I don't know, something's... Is it Eden Prime or is it the second one? I think it might be you go back... Anyway. Which has sent a distress signal. And... So... You are... and also on the mission is Nihilus, who is a full spectre. He is a Turian. And so you deploy and you arrive at Eden Prime, and then there's this video thing, an emergency call from the planet. And there's attacks and shooting and explosions, but also there's this giant creepy spaceship that looks a bit like a giant hand, and everyone is very alarmed about this because no one knows what that is. And Nihilus is like, okay, we're going to go down here and we're trying to find Saren, who is another spectre. And we're going to find him, and we're going to find out what's going on. And Nihilus is like, I go better on my own. And he shoots off by himself. And you go down with Caden Alenko, who has biotic powers and is Canadian. That's his... on the emergency broadcast that you saw, the person talking to you is Gunnery Chief Williams, who is a lady who is racist to aliens, but we don't know that yet, but we're going to discover that. And where's the pink armor? That's... and you, so you and Caden and a guy called Jenkins go down to see what you can get up to. And basically Jenkins gets shot. Ashley joins your squad. And then you catch up to Nihilus just in time to watch Saren shoot him in the head. You're like, oh my gosh, Saren is bad in some way. And then there's some bombs and you have to deactivate them. And then Saren has discovered this kind of piece of proto-civilization alien technology from what are they called, the Protheans, which is the kind of proto species that had the same library on Mars, this device called the Beacon. And when you find it and touch it, it has this kind of communication with you, and it enables you, you kind of have this prophecy of the future and of the Prothean race being systematically exterminated by a race of extragalactic artificial intelligences called the Reapers. So then Shepard goes back to the Citadel, which is where the council are based. And becomes a spectre. Yes, gets made a full spectre, but also Shepard is like, well, hang on a second, Saren is out there being mischievous, and also there is a super extragalactic super race of genocidal artificial intelligences looking to probably come back and harvest us. That feels like a problem. And the council dismisses these claims. And then Shepard can puddle around on the Citadel for a bit, and you can do lots of little adventures and little side quests and things like that, and talk to people about facts and whatnot. But the main thing is then you need to do some investigating to find out what Saren had been up to. And you meet a Turian called Garrus, and he joins your team. And Garrus is like kind of like Space Batman, definitely in the first one. He's quite like, he works for Citadel Security, but he hates the rules, and he hates his dad. Does he hate his dad? He has problems with his dad. Anyway. Also, and Garrus will come with you on the adventure too. And then also you meet a Krogan called Rex, which is kind of like they're kind of like a big turtle, a big bipedal kind of lizardy turtle thing, and they love to do fighting. And also you meet Talizora, who is a Quarian, and they live in kind of these full environmental suits because they have very low immune systems. She has some information on Saren or something about wherever he's gone. So, anyway, then the Normandy gets put in lockdown for some reason, and then Anderson is grounded, and then he gifts the Normandy to Shepard, and off you fly. And then you can do space adventures, kind of. So now the game kind of expands out, and you can go to different planets and do stuff and things. And sometimes you can land on planets and have a little hoon about. And sometimes you can just look at them. And sometimes they have kind of the next step of the plot on them. And so the next one of those is, so you can choose what order you want to do them in. Let's talk about Noveria first. So you land on Noveria, and Noveria is a kind of bureaucratic world that is used for scientific research, and it's a frost planet. So so it's all very hothy. And you're trying to find out what's... Oh, maybe we should talk about Pharos first, actually. Yeah, let's do that. So, Pharos, you land there, and it's kind of a... It's war-torn kind of city, kind of... And you land at a place called Zeus Hope, and all the people are being weird. And then you, and then you go on a big drive across the skyways, which are these kind of ruined highway kind of things. And there's a thing at the end. Oh, there's like a Geth ship. Oh, so the Geth are this other race of artificial intelligences that are working with Saren to, it seems, herald the return of the Reapers. And so there's one of those there, and you've got to get rid of that. But the people of Zeus Hope are all been brainwashed by this plant kind of intelligence that's underneath it. And you get these stun bombs, and you can throw stun bombs at them, or you can just kill them, depending on whether you're good or bad. Yeah, and then what else happens on Pharos? Do you get Liara? Is that where you get Liara? Let's say it is. Anyway, you find Liara Tassoni, who's she's like the galaxy's foremost expert in Prothean archaeology. So she's, yeah. That's her bag. And so, and she joins the team as well. And I don't know, Saren gets away or something. I feel like something else happens on Pharos, but doesn't matter. And anyway, you defeat the Thorian Creeper, and the creepers are the creatures that it makes. And then you go to Neveria, and as I was saying, it's a kind of frost planet, and you have to get out of the... First you have to go to Peak 19 or something, which is this experimental research station that's out, well outside the bounds of where you are, that's kind of gone dark. Yeah, and you go there, and because there's where Matron Benezia, who is Liara's mother, yes, which is why I did it in this order, is there, and she has kind of joined Saren. She's been indoctrinated into his kind of thing, and so you defeat her, and there's also an alien... That's called the Rachni, that's living or captured, that's being experimented on. You can make a decision as to whether or not they should be released. And the Rachni wars were a thing, and the Krogan were bred to fight the uplifted to fight the Krogan wars on fight the Rachni wars on behalf of the council. And then you find out some more facts, I guess, that here's where Saren is. He's on this place called Vermeer, and so then you go to Vermeer to find his base of operations, and at the end of Vermeer, you get kind of things don't go well for the team, and you have to make a decision between which one of Caden or Ashley is going to kind of remain behind to hold the fort, and they die as a result of your orders. And then anyway, get some more information on the Protheans, and then you fly to this place called Ios. And still always kind of pursuing Saren, and kind of, what's Saren up to? And anyway, Saren is on Ios. We discovered that Ilos. We discovered that Saren is working with Sovereign, which is the giant spaceship that we saw right at the start. And it's actually sentient. That is a Reaper. It's a sentient, massive spacecraft. And he's working to speed up the return of the Reapers. And we talk to like a Prothean virtual intelligence and get a whole lot of extra information, blah, blah, blah. And then it turns out that there is a portal in Ilos that will transport you direct to the Citadel, and Saren has already gone through it and is about to is about to link it to dark space to direct beam the Reapers to the Citadel, the heart of Council space. So you go through it and chase down Saren, and then there's a big fight, and it's revealed that he is pretty much turned into kind of a robot thing, and the Citadel gets trashed, and then but because you've stopped that, only Sovereign gets through, and he's, instead of all of the Reapers, and he's trashing it all over the place, and the whole Citadel fleets kind of attack it, and you can choose whether you, oh, the council are being evacuated, and they're about to be killed, and there's a decision, I guess, on whether or not you save the council or not. And anyway, the Citadel fleets managed to defeat Sovereign at great costs. You beat Saren in a fight, and then and then you go to bring down the sky, which is a Batarian terrorist is attempting to fly an asteroid into a city. Is that the one? I think so. so yeah. And that's pretty much it, I think. Inventory management is not good. The combat is a little bit janky. I think it came out just before Gears of War and has a very similar, but not nearly as refined, cover-based shooter kind of mechanic that was going to be refined over the next, significantly over the next two games. But yeah, that's Mass Effect 1. That was Season 4, Episode 5, Mass Effect from Memory. Sleepy Time Mumbles is produced by Noosed Octopus Theatre, etc., and invented and hosted by me, Dan Bain. You can follow the show on the social media of choice. If your social media of choice is Instagram or Facebook, you can sign up for the newsletter in the links to the show notes. And as always, the best thing you can do to help the show out is rate and review or tell a friend. Until next time, good night. Sleep tight.